Blog Talk Radio.
It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, Prime Time, March Madness Edition, with your host, Donnie Rightside. The dance is now, and you want to be on the right side of each and every play in the tournament. This is the most exciting game and the exciting time of the year. You want to be a part of it, folks. TrendBetting.com has every single thing you need for this tournament run. Welcome to the show. As you know, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, NFL football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and fantasy football. Taking calls down the line, recapping what happened during the week, what's going on, future impact of games, and every upcoming big-time matchup that you're going to want to bet. Gambling tips, folks. This is what you do. Check in to see what we look for. Why is that line moving? It's public versus Vegas, folks. TrendBetting.com has every single thing you need on the market. I'm your host, Donnie Rightside. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition, March Madness. Welcome to the show tonight, folks. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside, once again. We are on time tonight. It's Thursday. It's time to sit down in the living room, kick those feet up, turn the TV on, but make sure you turn that TV on mute, and turn up Donnie Rightside tonight. What a fantastic finish to the season, which we're going to review in a few moments there, the way college March Madness ended. It was a great, great tournament, a fantastic Final Four, an incredibly exciting final that we're going to take a look at. But we do want to say goodbye to March Madness and turn the page over, because the boys of summer are back in effect. Yes, folks, that is right. Major League Baseball is back in full swing. There's only one downside for me. I don't have a play for 3 weeks. Somebody help me! My goodness. How am I going to get through 3 weeks of not gambling and not putting out plays? But it is for the best. Look down the road. See that pot of gold. It's there. You just have to wait for it. Let those numbers pile up. Let those bullpens come in. Let those lineups fill out. Let the weather get better. Get an easier advantage on it. Don't flip a coin on who's going to do something tonight. As you saw last night, the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Phillies. You saw me on Twitter last night joke around. That new arena out there that they're trying to get hockey in right across the street from the Mandalay Bay probably paid off in full today with that lambasting the Phillies laid on the Boston Red Sox at a cheap number of minus 135. Everybody, I saw it as high as 88% of the money on the Boston Red Sox yesterday. That's why April baseball is crazy. Don't flip the coin. And if you are going to flip the coin, make sure you're just taking those average, you know, somewhere in that range with the dogs. Because if you just pick two games out there, one maybe plus 125, one plus 35, or excuse me, 135, one of those plays is probably going to hit in April because you have no idea what the pitcher's going to do. Yes, we know Max Scherzer is fantastic. Of course we do. Hey, let's lay money down. Boy, we know Matt Harvey's good. Yeah, he won a little bit earlier today. But you don't know. You don't know who's going to hit. You don't know with these 30-degree weather games. I'm watching a Philadelphia Phillies game right now in the background with Boston up to 6-0. Justin Masterson couldn't get your sister out last year, and he's throwing a gem tonight, shutting out that powerful Phillies lineup, which last night was able to beat the Boston Red Sox, coming off an opening day where the Red Sox smoked the Phillies. So it looks like it's going to go Boston smokes Philadelphia, Philadelphia smokes Boston, Boston smokes Philadelphia. Again, folks, flip the coin. In the month of April, I can't stress it enough, take the dog all the way to the bank. But enough of that. We're going to move in a little bit later and get into baseball season tonight. Very special guest on tonight, Alex the AK-47. You see him online on Twitter. You see him on Facebook. You see us with TrendBetting.com. He also writes a couple blogs or a few different websites out there. We're going to have him on a little bit later tonight. But let's pay some of the bills here tonight. Once again, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition again with your host, Donnie Wrightside. The show is itself, again, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio. You know what I'm about. I love to gamble. It's what I do. It's more fun to win money than just place bets. So it's more of a 401k approach. That's why we don't have a single wager myself until May the 1st. Let those numbers pile up. We're going to take good care of you this summer if you just trust in us in what our overall plan is going to be. NCAA football, love it. NCAA basketball, I love it. NFL, fantasy football, Major League Baseball, you name it, we're on it. I leave the other stuff to the pros on the website, like the NHL, NBA, mixed martial arts, you know, boxing, golf. I don't mess around with any of that. Leave that to a couple of the guys there on the TrendBetting.com team, which we're going to go over in a few moments. Down the line, you know how we're setting this up. This is really, really good practice for us to get our voice out there on the air. Talk to many of you, track it down on Twitter, on Facebook, just getting it in there. But eventually, we are going to take phone calls. It's going to be a fully interactive show with Twitter, Facebook, taking phone calls, a lot of guests on the show as we move to doing this full time on the radio, hoping to do it as a daily radio show. Well, you know what I like to do, recapping what happens during the week, because if you can study what happened during the week, you can use it on future impact and upcoming matchups. Get as much information as you can each day on every single game possible that you're looking to bet. Twitter is a fantastic tool. Facebook, it's okay for that, but there's a lot of good websites there that you can utilize, and also through Twitter, like getting the daily matchups, getting the daily lineups now, Major League Baseball, which are crucial. A few years back with my capping knowledge, we didn't go into so much as the actual hitting lineup because we were more focused on pitching, but last year we really retooled a few things there, and it helped us out a lot. Why bet the Detroit Tigers if Miguel Cabrera is not playing? I mean, it's huge. That's enormous. I understand that you're really looking at the pitching matchup and the bullpens and, you know, who pitches well in this ballpark, who has a good record versus this lineup. But if you're not going to have Miguel Cabrera, what's the point? Wait it out. Wait for those lineups to come out. Get all the information and all the knowledge that you can get there. Gambling tips, we're going to give them out all the time. What we look for through this Major League Baseball season, line moving, public versus Vegas. In baseball season, you know, one of the rare things there, you hear me preach about it during the NFL, college football season, and basketball season in college. We don't take a lot of, let's just say, public versus Vegas knowledge into effect in Major League Baseball because you just have to win the game. I don't really care if a line is crashing down from 160 to 140 at game time if there are no injuries in the game or anything. It really doesn't even enter into the equation. If the number I like is early on in the day, I'm going to take it. I very, very rarely wait out a line as opposed to waiting out a starting lineup or a starting pitcher or an injury situation which might impact the game. I really don't care where the steam is coming from in baseball season because I'm all about the numbers and the numbers sit well with us. We've done very well with it in the past. And we're going to go over that down the line over the next couple weeks on what we look for and why it is. But you hear on the promos there, public versus Vegas is a major, major outlet and a very good guide to run by. In Major League Baseball, I don't pay very much attention to it at all. So we'll go over that in the next coming weeks on what we do there as well and what we look for. About myself, again, 20 years in the pro game, met up with Lucky Lance Williams about 2.5 years ago. We joined forces on TrendBetting.com. Very, very happy to be on that team. It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good guys on that website. As you know, I don't cap every single sport, neither does everybody on the team. We all have our specialties. As you know myself, it's Major League Baseball, college basketball, college football, and NBA. And again, Major League Baseball, we're hanging banners, and we're going to do it again this year once we get into it full swing. Lucky Lance Williams, again, great guy. As you know, he's the CEO of the team, no longer even in the game of selling packages. The guy sitting up in his office with a cigar in his mouth and a mint julep in his hand, ready to get down to business. He is the man you want to talk to. Pricing, packages, it all runs directly through him on a fantastic website, and it's great looking. Go to TrendBetting.com, click on the experts tabs. You'll see all our pickers pictures there. Donnie writes out, of course, myself. I'm on there. CJ the Razor. Hope to get him on the show relatively soon because he's a real sharp mind taking a lot of plus money games. If you're looking at one angle, chances are, we joke all the time, opposite of what you're playing. Get the knowledge, get the information. He's going to put you in the right direction there. Alex the AK-47, as you know, he's going to be coming on the show in the next 10 minutes. Not going to want to miss that segment. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball and also go over some daily fantasy information as well. MMAJ, one of my best friends in this game. We met a few years ago. Fantastic guy. The best MMA capper in the world, no question about it. Put thousands, yes, say it again, thousands in his client's pocket on the last UFC event. Definitely get down with Jay. Reach out to him on Twitter as well as Facebook also. And, of course, on trendbetting.com. Travis the Hitman Terry is running on fire at this point, folks. In the last 2 weeks, I believe, I was talking to him earlier, 33-11 run all sports. That says money in your pocket. If I don't know what does. So definitely get a hold. Great guys. You know, he's from the southern region there, down in that North Carolina area. We talk college basketball all the time. Gives me the inside drop on Davidson and that program. Anything you need to know that's going on in the Tar Heel State, give that man a call. He's fantastic in basketball, NBA, college basketball. Baseball's kicked off there. Once again, folks, doesn't lie, 33-11 record. That is very impressive. So give my man Travis, the Hitman Terry, a phone call through trendbetting.com. Call him up. Look him up in the yellow pages there. He's bound to be somewhere. Just look under that pile that is burning rubber down there and certainly filling up pockets there. But again, I know I do like to kid around, but Travis is a really, really good guy, knows what he's talking about. Jeff Brandeis, it's coming up on Triple Crown time. This man is on fire, had a fantastic March Madness tournament, no question about it, and look forward to his plays coming down the line. I know I'm going to be hitting him up and bugging him once Triple Crown comes winning, because I've won a lot of races over the past few years with Jeff. You're going to want to do the same as well. Saffinator, and also my man Frank Buzz, rounding out the team at trendbetting.com. Once again, folks, it's quick. It's easy to do. I know we're harping on a little bit here, but go to the team at trendbetting.com. Click on the website. Go over everybody. Take a look at what they specialize in. If it's what you like, reach out and talk to us. We're more than happy to help out. It's what we do, and certainly a lot of fun. All right, folks, let's get to the good stuff. The bills are paid. Going to be back with you in just a few moments. Hang on. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition with Donnie Wrightside. Coming up on the other side, Alex the AK-47. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio, primetime edition on trendbetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at trendbetting.com. Once again, go to the website, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. Once again, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Before I bring my man, Alex the AK-47, onto the line, I did want to go over a quick college review. It ended very, very well for our clients. A turn from the past. Last year was a very profitable year, finishing up 39.62 units of profit. Not this college basketball season, the one previous. But funny is we did not win any money in the college tournament there. As you saw my hashtag, take the points and pray. We don't lie around these parts. So we're not going to say we win every game and certainly win every season. We've won 5 out of the past 7 seasons and up a decent amount of profit. This year in college basketball, overall, if you played every play we had that we put out as our premium package, you actually lost 23 units this year. And again, we're not going to lie about that. We did have a profitable March Madness, which is a great way to end the season, and also in the national championship game, going 2-0 for a perfect 10 units of profit to end the season with the Duke Blue Devils fighting, as I said again, against the actual public market there and taking the Duke Blue Devils as the underdog. Won the first half as a 31-31 tie. We were getting a half of a point. That was a nice squeaker there, and also pulled up the full game even though we were down 9 points with 13 minutes to go. So a fantastic way to end the college basketball season. And on actually on the Final Four day, we didn't have so much good luck with the Final Four. Problem with that was is Kentucky just didn't show up. At the end of the game, they're up 4 points with about 4.5 minutes to go against Wisconsin. John Calipari's just sitting the ball back at half court, pounding it in there, wanting the clock to go down. Next thing you know, John, congratulations. You have seven guys that are about to go to the NBA. You didn't win a national championship. How that is even remotely possible is beyond me, but we did bite the bullet on Saturday, but came back extremely strong on Monday night and went a perfect 2-0 for 10 units to end the college basketball season. Again, we're not going to lie, it wasn't profitable for us. We aim to be profitable in baseball, as we typically are, but again, we pull no punches at trendbetting.com. We tell you when we win, we tell you when we lose. Straight shooting is what it's all about, and that's what we're going to do for you there. And now I do want to bring on one of my favorite guests, which is my man Alex the AK-47. Alex, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, Johnny. Thanks for the kind words, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, fantastic for coming on the show tonight. I know we ended myself college basketball season on an uptick, taking Duke and going 2-0. Your college basketball season, Alex, how did it go for you? How did it end up, buddy?
It was great, man. You know, a lot of up and downs as always. I find myself to start off strong and kind of wean off a little bit, and that's when you kind of have to switch up strategies, obviously. But finished off great. Won a few pools with Duke winning the whole thing. Had them as well, plus the one. Took them on a money line as well. Got a little extra value there for +105. But what a great way to end the season. Seeing the big horse in Kentucky go down and I'm sure nobody could have seen another competitor coming up and winning like Duke. So, you know, just a nice little cherry on top of a great college basketball season.
Yeah, man, I had a lot of fun on that Monday night game. I mean, what a ride that was with Duke being down 9, coming all the way back to win it. I mean, what makes college basketball great and what makes gambling great is I don't really care for Duke and I don't really care for Wisconsin, but you might have thought that I was, you know, similar to yourself, a lifelong Blackhawks fan sitting there cheering in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and you don't even have a ton of money or a ton of action on the line, but you still have something there, and it turns you into the ultimate fan. So sports gambling in itself can turn a lot of fun. Alex, let's get right into it tonight. It's early in the season in Major League Baseball. You know myself, I sit it out. If I don't have hardcore numbers, I'm not a really good predictor of the overall outcome of games. Looking at these early games in April, starting rotations are starting to fill out. Bullpen, you know, where are you going to be slotted, 7th, 8th, 9th inning? Who's going to be on the big club? Who's going back down? How do you look at early season betting in Major League Baseball, buddy?
No, that's hard, man. And it is with pretty much every sport, but MLB, there's just so many things that come into play. I think you look at umpires and obviously playing outdoors, you have to look at weather, you have to look at batting and pitching statistics. So there's a ton of stuff there. And like you said, you take a whole month off. I like to do the same, except I'll pick my spots here and there. And what I think the average gambler does is they base a lot of their predictions and analysis off things that happen a year ago, which you can't obviously do considering teams are changing, people from the system are coming up. You know, it's just the chemistry and the demeanor of teams changes from one year to the next. So while the average gambler is, you know, doing that, I'm trying to just mainly pick spots. I won't have action every day for the first, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks, just kind of seeing how everything goes. But, you know, a lot of people look at trends. I don't like looking at trends early in the season. I don't care if, you know, the Sox are, you know, 6-14 playing in, you know, Kauffman Stadium, stuff like that. That's just that's stuff that kind of goes over my head. But what I like to do mainly here in the first few weeks is look for public spots and see who's on the home favorite of that low line and see if there's any value with dogs. And we had a lot of success last year to open the season. I think we started off 27-5, and I think, you know, maybe half or maybe half, more than half of those wins, rather, were, you know, underdogs of, you know, anywhere in the +20 to +150 range. So it's nice to kind of get your feet wet with MLB as you do and as an experienced gambler should do so. You know, I'm just kind of taking a slow pace right now, waiting for things to open up a little bit and actually just kind of enjoying baseball season and opening day has just concluded.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a de-stress. I mean, we've been going at it. There's very few, like I have 3 weeks off before I fully, you know, engage back in baseball, a day-to-day grind. It's actually nice to sit back and just appreciate a sporting event because, as you know, I mean, most gamblers, most handicappers, I mean, we're going hard. If there's 365 days a year, 360 of those days, we are on the absolute grind. So you just find yourself sitting back. You see the bullpen meltdowns. You see the huge favorites go down, and you just sit back and sort of get a chuckle out of it, you know?
Yeah, it's rough, man. And the crazy thing is, Donnie, is we're playing, you know, anywhere from two to four or five sports, you know, on a daily basis. That is what you're pretty much being offered with. You know, right now you have NBA coming towards the end, and the NHL playoffs are just starting up here in about a week or two, and then you got MLB coming up. So when you have all these numbers in your head, it's definitely hard to distinguish what's going on with which. And so what I usually like to do is pinpoint. So, you know, if things in MLB rather are going well, then maybe, you know, just kind of take, you know, that extra week or extra 10 days off from NBA and NHL and get back at it in the playoffs. But, you know, you'll find a lot of people, and there are people out there that do the tennis, they do the soccer, they do the golf, that they're doing five or six sports a day. So, I mean, I guess hats off to people who are putting the time into cat, but, you know, it's really important to, you know, pinpoint that sport that's really hitting. And, you know, I can't wait personally for you to get back into MLB, because I know how, you know, how good of a gambler you are when it comes to MLB and stuff. And if you think about it, what happened last year, you can only go one way, and that's up as far as meltdowns and stuff like that. So it should be an exciting season, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to
bring that up, Donnie, but, you know, I had to.
I mean, you want to talk about now. We ended baseball season on a very, very good run. Started college football and NFL very, very good. And something happened on the light switch, which I don't know if I didn't go to church or if I, you know, walked by a guy who I was supposed to give $5 to, or I don't know what I did, but the meltdowns came and came hard. And I remember the worst one that I had all year, where I finally just threw my hands up, was December the 23rd in the Bahamas Bowl, up 49-14. I was minus in that game 2 points, I believe it was. And the worst part about that game, I mean, forget about them coming all the way back, but the damn kids didn't even send the damn game to overtime and go for a two-point conversion and end up losing anyway. It was like the worst slice off of my arm. So at that point, I just figured it couldn't get any worse. And after that, it still kept getting worse. Last-second three-pointers, foul shots, no reason buckets. You saw me crying all year long. I mean, it's fun to vent because it's what we do. But, my God, I have a lot of stuff coming my way, and I can't wait to dip back in and to get my feet in to get my first bullpen explosion go my way.
Well, that's the thing you talk about, man. You talk about, you know, it's fun to – no, I wouldn't even say it's fun, but it's just kind of one of those things where you laugh about it after – the thing is, it takes like seven to 10 days to get over because, you know, you have all these bad beats coming your way and stuff, and, you know, it's fun to talk about now, but seeing that in person and seeing that on TV and just having that feeling that you can't do anything about it, and it doesn't matter if you're on the wrong side or the right side or whatever happened, but those endless and repeated bad beats will literally take years off of your life.
Exactly. I tell everybody who says, oh, man, you know, what a tough beat that was. I can't believe you lost it that way. You know, how's it going to happen? Because the law of averages over the life of your gambling career, they're going to come back to you. But sometimes when you just get in that run, it's the two foul shots with 1 second to go that go against you. And it always happens. The very next night, you'll be in the same situation, but your guy on the line, and he clinks one of two, and you get the loss. And you say, this can't be happening. But, hey, that's the life of a gambler. But, again, it eventually is going to even out. That Hail Mary pass, that one-yard interception in the Super Bowl, which cost me and my clients a lot of money, that's going to go our way once in a while. Now, also, AK, before we let you go here, talk about DFS, because I know we haven't spoke to it in a while. I know you're very good at it in hockey. Do you take a shot in baseball during the summer?
Yeah, you know what? I've actually just started getting into it, man, and not even paid leagues. I'm just doing, you know, free lineups right now, just kind of keeping track of what my strategy is going to be. And, you know, you look at NHL DFS, when there's maybe three or four games on a night, you'll notice that the top guys, they're stacking their lineups with one game. They're trying to pinpoint that one game that's going to be high scoring. And, you know, that's literally right up our alley, trying to pinpoint, you know, an over at 5.5 or something. And then the next thing that they're doing is they're, you know, picking a specific line or lines and stacking with those guys. And I'm trying to test a few things here with MLB as far as, you know, if there's an overplay that I like or if there's a team total over that I like, am I going to stack guys from that specific team or am I just going to try and pinpoint one guy per position per one team and just kind of spread it out, you know what I'm saying? So there's going to be a lot of testing. I should have you know, I should have some models and some stuff out here within the next month and a half. Still trying to figure out who's who and what's going on and, you know, who's the number four pitcher for this team. So you got to look at value, and it'll take a lot of studying, but it'll definitely be worth it. DFS is just a little way to get away from, you know, a big part of gambling. And, you know, it's definitely fun to help out those guys on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And, you know, it keeps me occupied. So I can't complain right there, man.
Absolutely. Now, looking down the stretch, I know you're big, big. I see you on the websites there and also on Twitter getting retweeted with Daily Fantasy for Hockey. Being a novice guy, I'm only a football guy, and I don't do daily fantasy leagues with fantasy football. Going into the hockey postseason, are there still DFS? Is it still available at that point? And can it be profitable?
Oh, absolutely. There's usually, you know, I'm not sure what they're going to do as far as the slate, but beginning with the first-round playoffs, you should get, you know, two or three games a night. So last season, the NHL playoffs were very, very high scoring. If you bet the over in NHL every game, you would have made a lot of money last year. And kind of weird, Donnie, we've been seeing that with a lot of championship games and a lot of championship playoffs. The overs are hitting more when you look at bowl games and you look at the World Series playoffs and NBA and, you know, the tournament. So there's definitely a lot of high scoring. And, you know, it's weird because the NHL playoffs, you'll see this is the time where some of these younger guys or some of these guys that you never heard of start coming out of nowhere and becoming playoff warriors. So the best advice I can give for somebody playing NHL DFS is stack your lineups with underdogs and don't be afraid to get into those second, third, and even fourth line guys, because you'll see a lot of guys that are coming up and contributing very, very big for their team, and should be a fun playoffs. You know me, I'm an NHL guy, so looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'll be cheering on my Blackhawks, and, you know, can't come soon enough.
Absolutely, man. Well, just want to thank you for the time coming on the show tonight, Alex. Let the listeners out there know where they can get a hold of you, maybe on Twitter, Facebook, and even get some of your DFS information, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can find me at AlexK_47. I'll be posting, NBA, NHL, MLB sometime in the next few weeks, and you guys can find me. I'm always interacting with you guys, and we'll be posting DFS daily, so give me a shout-out on Twitter, and then Donnie, appreciate you having me as always, man.
Absolutely, man. We'll do it again soon. Folks out there, that's Alex, the AK-47, one of the sharpest minds in the industry. Alex, thanks again for coming on the show, buddy.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Take care.
Thanks, man. Well, folks, you heard it all right there. Alex, the AK-47, one of the sharpest minds in the business. Folks, we're going to take one quick break here and be back to wrap up the show. Stay tuned. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Ah, folks, welcome back to the show. Just about to wrap up here on Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with myself, Donnie Wrightside. It's going to be a fun, fun baseball season, folks, so just hang with us over these next couple weeks. We have everything you need to profit over the summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of plays, anywhere between 1, 3, 5, maybe even 7 plays a night, depending on what we have locked in and loaded. We have a specific system that we sit tight on and we wait for, and when those games are there, we're going to fire. It's going to be a lot of fun looking at pitching matchups, but right now we're just decompressing, watching as much baseball as we can at this point, gathering as much information as we can, and really going to take full control of this in May, June, and July, heading in through the summer right up till football season. And of course, we are on the monitor at Handicappers Watchdog. We are in the summer tournament there. There's a lot of good guys, a lot of good cappers on there. We're going to be going head-to-head, and hey, winner take all. love to match my strategy with other cappers out there. It is a lot of fun. But once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab. We're all right there for you. Major League Baseball season in full swing, mixed martial arts, NBA playoffs are coming up. There's a lot of exciting and a lot of fun things to do, and certainly bet and win some money on. You can also check me out at RightsideDP on Twitter, and also my own website at RightsideValuePlays.com. Same plays are on both websites. We don't pull any punches. We do not lie. When we win, we win. When we lose, we lose. We tell you about those both. But it's been a lot of fun tonight on the show, and definitely join us next week on Thursday. This has been Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Rightside.